DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So it's funny because as Governor Josh Shapiro grandstands on his TikTok videos all the time, how, you know, members of Congress and the administration is looking to take your Medicaid away and they're looking to reduce your benefits and such. Oh, you should read between the lines of what he's saying, because thousands of low-income Pennsylvanians will face new barriers to weight loss drugs like Ozempic under a more quietly announced by the Shapiro administration last month that projected to save the state hundreds of millions of dollars. However, opponents are maintaining wide access to the drug produces greater savings by reducing obesity rates and lowering the risk related to conditions like heart disease. Yes, the Shapiro administration on the state level is limiting or doing away with Ozempic and GLP-1 drugs for low-income people that use Medicare and Medicaid. They say that they want to prevent severe illness, said a representative in Pennsylvania, also to active emergency physician. And unfortunately, this is an example where the restricting access in a way that we likely lead to more severe illness and lead health was a well-being among our fellow Pennsylvanians. So the announcement also came less than 2 weeks after Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro and state lawmakers agreed to a 4-month late budget deal in which state spending was a key disagreement. You didn't hear anything about this, did you? Pennsylvania spent $223 million on GLP-1 prescriptions for diabetes treatment for Medicaid recipients in 2022, the year before they were approved for weight loss. The Department of Health told reporters earlier this year that in just 2 years later, in 2024, the prescription cost the state $650 million. And we're projected to double this year. So what did the Shapiro administration do? Well, he proposed ending obesity coverage in his budget proposal this year that would limit state costs. The DHS secretary for Pennsylvania told House lawmakers during the spring budget hearings, she said the administration wanted to ensure the drugs are used appropriately by those who need it most. Under the new policy, the Commonwealth still will pay for GLP-1 to treat diabetes and a handful of other conditions, but now many patients it covers is unclear. DHS provides cost estimates for the policy shift, projecting the state will save about $380 million. So here's the thing. If you're taking one of these GLP-1s strictly for weight loss, oh, the state Medicaid will not cover it anymore. Medicare and Medicaid will not cover it anymore. If you need it for your diabetes control, They will. But again, there's goes the argument that a lot of us have with our insurance companies when it comes to what they cover and for what conditions they cover it for. But it's interesting that you have the governor grandstanding on his TikTok videos day in and day out about Medicaid cuts and Medicare cuts and looking out for the people of Pennsylvania when he himself is sneakingly removing the coverage of these drugs for weight loss. Now, I don't disagree with this premise because a lot of private insurance companies also do not pay for GLP-1 drugs simply for weight loss. You have to have an alternative diagnosis for type 2 diabetes or other conditions that it may affect as well. So it's interesting. And at least three other states, California, New Hampshire, and North Carolina, have recently limited or plan to throttle access to GLP-1 drugs for weight loss, according to health policy experts around the country. So it just goes to show, as he's waving his hand over here saying, look at me, look how great we're doing, look how bad these other people are, he's sneaking in very much of the same cuts. Again, for financial reasons, he's looking out because he's had to deal with a less budget because of those negotiations there. But you know, why are we reading about this and not hearing about it in the news? Why isn't he getting up on his TikTok video and said, hey, people of Pennsylvania, this is the deal. This is how much we're spending. This is how much we're going to save. We still want people to get the health benefits of the GLP-1 drugs for diabetes and for underlying conditions, chronic illnesses that they have. But simply for weight loss, well, we have other plans for you. Listen, there's nutrition counseling. There's exercise regimens that you can get on. Listen, we know the routines. It's easy to take a shot and lose weight. But if it's not a routine, if it's not a lifestyle, as soon as it's done, you're going to simply gain that weight back. And very few people, there are, but very few people turn that weight loss, that dramatic weight loss from GLP-1 drugs into a lifestyle. And without that change, you just, you weigh less, but you're still the same person. You're still that unhealthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.